Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Countdown 1960 is a work of narrative political history by Chris Wallace. Written with Mitch Weiss, that examines the 312 days leading up to the 1960 United States presidential election. The book focuses on the contest between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon, but it is less a standard campaign recap than a behind-the-scenes account of how modern American politics began to take shape. Drawing on reporting and historical reconstruction, it explores the personalities, strategies, family roles, media pressures, and backstage decisions that defined the race. The book is positioned as part of Wallace's Countdown series, which uses a day-by-day framework to show how major historical turning points develop through accumulated choices rather than a single decisive event. Its purpose is both explanatory and comparative to show how 1960 reshaped campaign politics and to suggest why that election still matters for understanding later presidential contests. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a day-by-day reconstruction of the 1960 presidential race. The book is organized around the 312 days before Election Day, which gives it a chronological structure rather than a thematic one. That approach matters because the 1960 contest was not shaped by one isolated campaign moment, but by a sequence of decisions, shifts in momentum, and tactical adjustments. By moving through the calendar, the book can show how early positioning, candidate announcements, primary contests, convention battles, and general election moves all connected to one another. This structure also helps explain why 1960 is often seen as a turning point in campaign history. The race unfolded during a period when television, national media, and image management were becoming increasingly important. So the timeline reveals how those forces gradually changed the nature of presidential politics. A chronological format gives readers a clearer sense of cause and effect and makes the political story feel cumulative rather than episodic. Secondly, Kennedy and Nixon as contrasting models of modern presidential leadership. A central interest of the book is the contrast between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon, two candidates whose styles reflected different political instincts and public images. Kennedy appears as a polished, media-savvy challenger, whose campaign understood presentation, family appeal, and the symbolic power of momentum. Nixon is presented as a serious, disciplined figure whose strength in experience and policy had to compete with newer expectations about charisma and visual appeal. The book uses their rivalry to show that presidential politics was entering a new era in which the candidate himself became a carefully managed product. That contrast is historically important because it helps explain why 1960 is remembered not only as an election result, but as a shift in campaign culture. The race foreshadowed later presidencies in which television presence, debate performance, and public persona became central to political success. By comparing the two men, the book shows that the election was also a contest over what kind of leadership Americans would reward. Thirdly, the rise of media, television, and image-driven politics. One of the book's major themes is how the 1960 election reflected the growing power of television and mass media. By that point, candidates could no longer rely only on speeches, party organizations, or newspaper coverage. Visual presentation, camera readiness, and the ability to project confidence in a televised setting were becoming decisive factors. The book uses this shift to explain why campaign strategy changed so quickly in the early 1960s. Candidates and advisors had to think not just about policy positions, but about how those positions would look and sound to a national audience. This media environment helped turn politics into a more continuous public performance, with every appearance carrying strategic weight. The book's emphasis on these changes makes it useful beyond the historical setting, because it shows the origins of many features still present in presidential campaigns today. Rather than treating media influence as a background detail, it presents it as one of the main forces that transformed American politics during the election. Fourthly, backstage alliances, family roles, and the hidden work of campaigning. The book highlights the behind-the-scenes labor that usually disappears in simplified election accounts. Campaigns are shown as collective operations shaped by advisors, spouses, family members, and informal alliances, not just by the candidates themselves. This is important because it reveals how presidential politics depends on coordination, message control, and personal relationships. The book's account suggests that private discussions and strategic bargains often mattered as much as public appearances. It also draws attention to the role of candidates' families, especially in an era when domestic image and personal character were increasingly part of political evaluation. By examining the hidden work of campaigning, the book explains how a presidential race becomes a managed performance built from many small decisions. That perspective broadens the history of the election beyond the familiar headlines and encourages readers to see politics as a network of human relationships, institutional pressures, and carefully staged moments rather than a simple contest of ideas. Lastly, why 1960 became a lasting turning point in American politics. The book argues that the 1960 election mattered far beyond its immediate outcome, because it helped establish patterns that would define later presidential politics. It was a moment when the nation entered a more modern campaign era shaped by television, rapid news coverage, and heightened attention to image, personality, and message discipline. At the same time, the race took place in a tense Cold War environment, which meant that leadership qualities were being judged against larger concerns about national strength and security. By connecting the election to broader political change, the book shows why 1960 is remembered as a hinge point rather than just another close race. This gives the narrative a wider historical purpose. It demonstrates how electoral contests can alter the rules of political engagement. Readers come away with a stronger sense that the election did not simply choose a president. It helped redefine the expectations placed on presidents, campaigns, and voters in the decades that followed. In conclusion, Countdown 1960 will appeal most to readers interested in American political history, presidential elections, campaign strategy, and the evolution of modern media politics. It is especially well-suited to those who want a historically grounded account that is readable without being simplistic. The book offers practical intellectual value by showing how major political outcomes emerge from a combination of timing, perception, organization, and media adaptation. Readers who study elections can use it to understand how the 1960 contest anticipated later campaign dynamics, while general readers will find it useful as a clear explanation of why this election became so influential. What makes it stand out in the genre is its close attention to the backstage mechanics of politics and its focus on a compressed but consequential period rather than a broad, abstract survey. Instead of treating history as a fixed sequence of public events, it reveals the uncertain, human, and strategic process behind them. That combination of narrative pace and historical explanation gives the book a distinctive place among modern political histories. If you would like to support Chris Wallace, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.